This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up tomorrow, Brittany Merlot will be here for a little weather and wine at 11:20. The cold is going to continue. We might have a little more snow coming in.
I think that's going to be up north.
Up north. Yeah. That's fine with me. Brittany will be here tomorrow at 11:20. Paul Noonan, the Acme Packing Company sports guru, will be here to talk all things sports and more. Mm-hmm. TBD.
He won't be talking more.
No, but... Yes, that's tomorrow. Friday, Jim Santel, our colleague here at Civic Media. He's host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays across Civic Media. He's brilliant. He's an attorney, former
U.S. attorney.
U.S. attorney. Yep. And we're going to talk about some of the, I have a profanity I would use instead of shenanigans.
I was going to say shenanigans.
Yeah, but some shenanigans going on in North Carolina. They had a Supreme Court election, and the Supreme Court is going to, it looks like they were going to step in and overturn this.
They're going to overturn the will of the people.
Yeah. So Jim Santel will be joining us on Friday at 10:30. I hope you can join us for that. Right now, though, it is 11:53. Calvin, that means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Use that same email, too, if you ever want to get in contact with us. We do check our emails every day. Can be a guest maybe you think would be wonderful for the show, mm-hmm. an issue going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state.
Yeah.
Please let us know. Go to Jane Says. Email Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Headline reads from TMJ4. Driverless robo-taxis set to hit the roads in U.S. cities in 2025. Zooks, a subsidiary of Amazon, says the carriage-style vehicles can fit four people inside and will soon be available to the general public as a ride-hailing service.
Spell Zooks, Jane.
Z-O-O-X.
You think Elon's going to get mad about that?
Oh. Rich guy. Fight.
Yeah.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of L.A., San Francisco, and Foster City, California later on this year. The blue shuttles can fit four people inside. They don't have a driver's seat, steering wheel, or pedals. Zooks co-founder Jesse Levinson says... It's symmetrical, it's bi-directional, it's really designed for a wonderful customer experience and a social seating arrangement on the inside. You use it the way you'd use a ride-hailing app, except you don't have to deal with a driver, and you get a safe and consistent experience, provided it doesn't crash into anything.
Here at Zooks, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket? With no driver, we are asking for it, Jane. We are asking for it. We are spitting in the face of God if you believe this. This is not right. I'm sorry. I am so deathly against driverless machines. We're asking for it.
They will continue to run safety tests.
Well, thank God.
Because last year, Zooks faced a federal investigation over rear-end crashes. After some of their vehicles would brake suddenly. Developing autonomous vehicles and getting the tech to the point where it's safe enough to drive on public roads with no driver has taken Zooks and the industry many, many years. It's a challenging problem because the safety bar is so high. Yeah, It should be high.
They should really take this whole thing to Arizona. There's no rules there. No law.
Montana.
Montana, Idaho.
Either Dakota. Test him in Dakota.
I mean, my goodness. To live in Los Angeles must suck because you're always the pilot program. And this is terrible. There's going to be so many crashes.
Las Vegas resident Henry Suarez, he's excited to see robo-taxis on the strip. I don't think there will be any problems or anything. Another resident says, this makes me really uneasy. I don't like things I don't have control over. Zooks says it expects to roll this out later this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. You go.
Why is this called the guinea pig clause? I don't know. No way, no how, no anything whatsoever. I would never get into a driverless. No.
It's going to take a decade before I would get close to one of those things.
I don't even like when I get a check, I don't even like snap a picture of it to deposit it into my bank. You know that technology, you can do that. I won't even do that. I'm not getting into a car without a driver. That's how old school I'm going to stay on this one. I will never, ever, ever, unless I'm unconscious and I have to. That's the only way I'll get into a driverless car.
And I guess my biggest sticking point about this is the name.
Zooks.
Should not be a thing. It just shouldn't.
It's not like someone got high and watched Grease and goes, guess what we're calling it?
Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Not a driver. Not, exactly. Not a serious. Waga waga.
Do you think when he's driving, he's going, bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have a chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.